the heart of Broadway, here with historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla After Dark, the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host for the evening. Down at the end of the table, we got Jesse Kimball.
That intro was very interesting.
Up and down, high and low. Buy low, so high, that's what I always say. Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
You are acting very strange this evening, sir.
And then to my left, the little fitty Mandy Kennedy.
Little fitty?
That's where I put the voice clip from last week's show in.
Which one?
Yeah, of her just going, hi, or something. To trick people into briefly thinking that she's here. Mandy's out this week. She
went to a float trip or something.
A float trip.
I think that's what she said she was doing.
Yeah, she's down in Cancun or something. I don't know. Cabo San Lucas. She's somewhere really nice and away from us, which is probably smart of her. But so tonight you just got us three. I know somewhere out there Sarah Summers is sad, but you're just going to have to deal with us. So on tonight's show, it's going to be a very, very focused on what we're into that Mandy's not into. So...
Or we could pretend to talk about stuff that Mandy likes to upset her.
Like, I don't care about what she likes is the point. Like, what is she like? You tell me.
Full Metal Alchemist and Lights.
Yeah, I don't care about Full Metal Alchemist or Lights. So I don't think we have to worry about any of that. I'm still exhausted because I'm still working on the same shit that I've been working on for like 3 weeks now because it never stops. And that's what I think I've discovered what Zach Price, who was our former editor for video at CCW, what he fell into of the constant editing and, you know, messing around with stuff. And it never ends. And I'm kind of tired of it. I'm very discouraged today and kind of want to – there are times I want to throw in the towel and say to hell with it all. But I'm trying not to get discouraged about that stuff because I know in the end I will be happy when I do it.
You're doing good with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Allie said, I told Allie that I feel, I mean, you know, you feel underappreciated every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Everybody feels that way. And she said, no, everyone appreciates you. And I told her, it's like what people think to themselves and what they actually show me are two different things.
Yes.
The world could appreciate me, but if no one ever says it, then does he really know? You know?
I mean, true. I appreciate you.
And that's the first time you've ever said that in the 20 years we've known each other.
So much about that sentence is false.
It hasn't been 20 years yet.
No, but...
I don't think anything about that sentence was right.
There is such a thing as years. Time does pass. And you can tell how time passes by what are they called? Milestones. I have a milestone coming up tomorrow. My 36th birthday. Which I'm not,
bah, bah, bah.
Not entirely jazzed for. I'm a little sad that I can't get rid of my Facebook because I'm afraid that if I get rid of my Facebook, certain people that I know that may need me to be there for them, and I won't be there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and I am the king of sadness. Give me that water.
Here you go.
Take a sip of that. You talk while I drink this.
So
you carry the show. You're hosting
tonight. You have a birthday cake at home. Because that's what I did today, is I made cake.
I just like sucked down your water.
Yes, you really did. No, you're fine.
And then just at least you didn't drop the water on my laptop.
That is true, because I've been very dropsy lately, so luckily you put the lid on it.
Stop saying the term dropsy. Like, I don't like hearing that word.
Why?
I've been dropping. Is that a disease?
I don't know. I've been dropping things right and left. It's like I grab something and my hand's like, nope.
Pretty sure dropsies is a disease. I'm looking it up. Dropsy. It's, it's an old-fashioned term for edema.
A what?
Edema.
What's that?
Open your ears.
I don't know what that is.
It's a condition characterized by excessive watery fluid collecting in the cavities or tissues of the body. Duh.
What?
Huh.
I still don't understand. Dumb it down for me.
Jesse, by the way, is down there messing with his new Mac.
Well, new to me.
What are you doing down there?
Right now, I'm just trying to get it upgraded. I put in a new hard drive and I'm trying to get on the most recent operating system for Mac. I've got it up and running.
Did you just get it in today?
I did. I opened it up and pulled out, started messing with it. I suddenly felt the need to grow a man bun and go to a coffee shop. And
don't.
I just wonder.
And listen to
the
lights.
The coffee shop, okay. But the man bun, I will cut it off.
Yes, that's fair. And I would appreciate you doing that because I wonder if that's what it's like to be Dalton Anthony.
Well, Dalton doesn't have a Mac, though, does he?
He has an iPad sure. and an iPhone, well, at the very least.
I'm pretty sure the only person before this that had a Mac is Mandy. And I know that because...
But she uses it for editing. That's different.
Yeah, she could use something better. That's all I'm saying. Like I got on her Mac the other day when she and I were editing stuff together, and she's trying to pull files off and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, click this, click that. And then the clicks that she makes doesn't do the same thing that my clicks do. And I thought, what the hell's wrong with your computer?
That's because it's a different system.
Yeah, it's a Mac. Ryan, my cousin Ryan, Casper, loves Macs. That's all he used. But he is a straight up uppity fucking hipster. So that's why he uses Macs. I don't think anyone that actually has a Mac prefers it to Windows, but they will tell you they do until the end of time.
I won't tell you that I prefer this to Windows.
It's an art program thing, but I still like my Windows stuff.
I mean, Mac is supposed to be better for like multimedia design and stuff like that. Like, you know, doing anything with Photoshop, video editing, sound editing, all that good stuff.
And then I would ask how.
It's because of some of the software that's available for Mac that's not available on Windows.
Pretty much.
It's built a little bit better for some of that stuff, like how it handles multiple things at once, rendering, that kind of deal. Hmm. I got this on the super cheap. So like when Shannon says new, it's new to me.
Define super cheap, because Mandy told me how much you paid.
I mean, it was $300.
Yeah, see, that's super cheap to like Lindsay. That's super. That ain't super cheap to people like us.
I mean,
for a computer, Mister, I drop $1,000+ every time I get a computer.
I was about to say this 2000. Computer. I was about
yeah,
to say
I this. Know, but it's pretty. So
it's very pretty.
It was pretty, and now it's
got fingerprints all over.
Yeah, like I've realized now that my $2,300 laptop, which I paid less than that, by the way, it was on sale, but that it's starting to. I've used it so much that it's no longer like got that fresh out of the can smell.
If you get a computer out of a can, I think we have other questions to ask.
It's kind of worn down now because I've been using it, and whenever I look at it now, it's not like when you get the pretty new girlfriend and you can't wait to touch it. Now you've been dating for 2.5 years and she doesn't look as good in her thong as she used to. And then you just go to the bathroom and say, hey, I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. And then you're masturbating to efuck.com while she doesn't know about it. That is the status of this laptop.
That was very specific. Huh.
Not that I have done that.
I mean, like...
ever. Or that efuck.com is even a real website. It's probably not. Don't look into it.
I mean... I can't find what I need to find something.
Jesse has now put his Mac away because now... The Mac
He's
is
made
a
him uncomfortable.
It's a tawdry whore to him.
No, it's I can't find what I want to find, and paying attention to both things is becoming difficult. So
yeah, I thought about I brought my Switch in, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll sit here and play some Octopath Traveler or Paladins while we record, because Lindsay's on her phone constantly, or she's doodling.
I am capable of multitasking. Thank you.
Mandy is listening to music and doodling when she is here, so I thought maybe I could do something with my hands as opposed to sit here and, you know,
I don't know.
You can't see, but I'm like waving them under the table.
Maybe it's a
like
a
I'm dog
form
paddling
of ADD
through the air
with me, but I can't just sit and talk. I need to be doing something, or I get antsy.
Talk more.
But you cut me off all the time.
I do not.
Someone
name
does.
The last time I cut you off.
Today.
That is not true.
Lindsay does get cut off in the middle of talking a lot.
That's because she babbles on like a brainless fish stuck out of water, gulping for
Jesus
air.
Jesus Christ.
I want to go swimming.
See what I mean? She's so detached from reality at this point. She's a character of what a human being is supposed to be.
I'm
Do we
fine
have a
with
friend
that.
With an in-ground pool?
No.
I don't have a friend with a pool in general. People must really think that I hate you if they listen to
I know,
the
right?
station. I have no idea how attached I am to you.
It's fine.
Well, that's where the humor comes from, though.
I know you're joking.
Yes.
And that's what's important.
Joking.
Don't F with me,
Jesse, real quick, let's hit this early. Do you know who the motherfucker of the week is this week?
I don't.
It's Electronic Arts.
How come?
What'd they do this time?
You'll like this. I don't know if you saw this yet. EA.
Yeah.
EA, they put out Madden 19, or they're about to put out Madden 19. Have you heard about this? There's a song on there by a musical artist named Big Sean. You know who Big Sean is? Me neither. Okay. But he's apparently a rapper of some sort. But he has a song on Madden 19. And let me try to find the name of the song real quick.
Sure.
I'm assuming it's controversial?
Not really.
Okay.
That's the problem.
It's just dumb?
Well, hold on. This is why I cut you off.
Because I don't let Tippy, you finish?
Because you don't let me finish. But now I can't. Now I can't find it. Okay, it's called Big Bank, featuring 2 Chainz, Big Sean and Nicki Minaj. And I guess it's actually, I have no idea. These names just sound like clicks and whistles to me. Point is that he has a song on there, and in the song, he references Colin Kaepernick by name. EA censored the name Colin Kaepernick on the game soundtrack.
Huh.
I wonder what the context is.
He says, let me find the lyric, because I actually saw it earlier.
Then why would they put the song in the game to begin with?
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. Like, well, why did you put the song in there if you're going to have to do it? It's something like, something about, I'm going to look it up, because I'm going to say something wrong, and then it's going to go bad. Jesse, talk for just 1 second, please.
I mean, there's a lot of things that it could. I assume it has something to do with kneeling, because that's, you know.
No, it's just his name. Huh. Like, that's the weird thing, and I really want to find the lyric here, because it's so,
Maybe it's subtext.
Yeah, because that's really weird, because I could see if it had something to do with kneeling, because it's kind of a controversy, but...
Here it is. Here's the verse. It says, "Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the pack and shit. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick."
Yeah, it's subtext.
Repeat that.
I'm not as rhythmic as I used to be. "Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the pack and shit. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick."
In other words, he's not going with the flow. He's not taking the same stuff, but
I can see you censoring the word shit because it's a curse word, but you censor out the name Colin. Do you know why Colin Kaepernick would be censored out, Lindsay?
Well, if you're saying the whole kneeling thing, he's one of the ones that did that, correct?
He was the one that started it. He's the one that is synonymous with it. He's the one that has pretty much been blacklisted from
NFL teams. Hence why just saying his name makes it subtext.
Yeah, but that's not something that should be censored. Like, you don't put a song in there that references Colin Kaepernick and then censor out his name. Like, that just is...
But I guarantee why they're doing it, though.
No, I know. Like, everyone knows that's why they're doing it. No one's arguing that fact.
But you are!
I'm not. No, you're 100% right. That's why they're doing it. It's just that it's stupid that they did it. Yeah.
Yes, it's very stupid. Just don't put the song in.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but like, they had to have known someone was going to pay attention to that. Like, I get that the Madden soundtrack isn't exactly like people are clamoring to hear the cuts, although the Madden soundtrack and EA in general has given me some of my favorite songs of all time, some of my favorite artists I've learned from the EA soundtracks. We've said that before on the show. Mm-hmm. But to censor out Colin Kaepernick, that's just like, I don't know, man, that's just all new level of petty to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely petty.
So,
so many people, like, it's such a divisive topic in general, like the whole kneeling thing, that like the NFL was very concerned that it was actually costing them viewers.
Yeah.
Because of, like, you know, teams being allowed to kneel, like, and the NFL not doing anything about it. It aided in a whole lot of the Papa John's controversy. Like, I
truly believe that none of this shit would be as bad as it is if it hadn't been escalated by Donald Trump. That by him giving it the attention he gave to it in the negative way, that escalated it in the eyes of his people, of his supporters.
I mean, like, right-wing media just in general, like that big propaganda machine, made it about troops instead of what it's actually about.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that don't know what the kneeling movement is about. They just think that they're doing it to dishonor U.S. troops.
It's anti-American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but it's not.
And where the fuck? I guess that came from the fact that it was during the national anthem and they thought, okay, the national anthem is about America. You kneel during it, so you're insulting America, and our troops fight for your right to do it or something like that. And like, man, I can't believe how stupid some people are.
And every veteran that I saw post, and I mean, they're almost certainly, because I live in an echo chamber, they're almost certainly veterans and like current military personnel that don't believe this, but a lot of veterans that I saw posting in my echo chamber is just, no, we fought for your right to do whatever you want during the national anthem. It's your freedom.
Well, not only that, but if you know the story of how Colin Kaepernick came up with the kneel, was because he spoke to a person in the armed service who explained to him, you know, they were bouncing ideas off of what he could do to protest that wouldn't be insulting. And he was suggested take a knee, you know. And so he did, peaceful protest, and it
it's
became
not like
a
they
thing.
Were screaming over top of the anthem or
no,
anything.
No, right. They were be completely respectful toward it. It's just, yeah, the propaganda machine turned it into something it's not. And now Colin Kaepernick, who I know he's not the greatest quarterback in the world. He's not. Like,
no.
People will portray him as it. They'll say he should be on a team. He should be starting right now. I don't know enough about football to say whether or not that's true. Jesse, that's more of your question. But I know for the fact that he is better than quarterbacks that are playing.
Absolutely, and that's the point. Like, no, he is not a top-tier quarterback in the NFL, but he is definitely, absolutely better than some of the starters that are out there right now.
Right.
Teams just won't hire him because they know that it will cost them ticket sales.
He's got the stink on him.
Yeah.
The stink of truth.
and anybody that...
Heaven forbid we tell the truth.
And if anybody denies that he would cost them ticket sales, like, they're fooling themselves. And yeah, there are, I can think of at least four quarterbacks in the NFL right now that Kaepernick is better than, that are starting on teams.
I can't think of a single one.
But that's because you don't follow football, and neither do I.
I don't follow sports in general. So
it's
yeah,
like one of my employees keeps talking about all the people the Cardinals have been training. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
you don't know who the Cardinals are?
I know who the Cardinals are. I don't know who the specific players they speak of are.
Anyway, Jesse, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, because I really, really like how just this, the idea came about in general in, like, to kneel during the anthem. The idea was, like, that's what NFL players do when someone on their team is injured. They take a knee. And the idea was that, you know, like, America's not in a good spot right now. So I'm going to take a knee.
America's wounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the right-wing propagandists, and not all right-wingers, and I think that's important to mention, and you shouldn't have to
it's
mention it.
It's the propaganda.
It's those extreme right-wingers.
Yeah.
Because, again, we said it a thousand times. We made the mistake of saying all Republicans were stupid. All Republicans are not stupid.
No.
Donald Trump is not a Republican. You can't blame, you know, like, there are Republicans in power who are protecting him, and they're assholes. But Donald Trump himself is not a Republican. He does not share the Republican.
I mean,
point
he
of
identifies
view.
As a Republican, but he doesn't necessarily represent the Republican Party.
Right. He claims Republican because that's the ticket he was on.
Yeah.
But he was a lifelong Democrat.
I guess I should say he doesn't represent the Republican Party as a whole.
Well, no right one now. Represents anything as a whole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. In other sports news, since we're on the topic.
But Cody's not here.
I wish Cody was here every fucking day. When he comes in to see me, it's like a breath of fresh air in just a stale underground cavern filled with the dead bodies of Mets fans who all killed themselves after the Mets lost 25-4.
Ouch.
It is laughable.
Wait,
did you not hear about that?
No.
25-4. It was so bad. Apparently the broadcaster started reading from like the media guide. They started playing like classic music in the background during the show. They started trolling themselves because it
Good
was so bad.
Lord.
I think it was the second worst loss in baseball history.
Yeah, because wow. I don't remember the last time that a team has scored 20 points.
I think if I remember correctly, let me
who
see
were
if
they
I can
playing?
Oh God, hold on. Let me find out. I'll tell you. No, I don't want to see the games they're going to play. I want to see the games they did play. I'm sure I'll find it. There it is. It's the one where the team that beat them was in double digits.
Uh-huh.
And give them enough time, they may have gone into triple digits. We're not for sure.
Oh, wow.
Did they mercy rule them?
No. Like, my God, at some point.
I think that only happens in rec leagues.
I know, and that's why, like, getting mercy ruled in the MLB would just
be hilarious.
That would make me laugh so hard.
Oh, for the love of God, though, if my team's down 20-0, it's like, we will take the fucking mercy rule.
Right, like, please hit me with that mercy rule. We lost.
So this was on Tuesday, the 31st, last day of July, the Mets lost 25-4 to the Nationals.
Okay.
The Washington Nationals. By the... Oh, God.
What was the score?
It was 19-0 in the fifth inning.
What?
Good night.
And I'm not trying to revel in the misery of the Mets.
Ouch!
But, like, it's kind of like when we play Call of Duty... or Star Wars Battlefront, it gets to a point when you're losing so bad you just start laughing. You're like, I'm losing so bad at this point that I can't be mad at the game.
Right. It's just ridiculous. Because like you spawn, you die. You spawn, you die. You spawn, you die.
At first you get really you're really pissed off. But then the pissed off goes away and you're just like, oh, they scored another run. Look at how they're destroying us.
they're making this look like child's play.
To be fair, the Mets did have a 3-run inning in the ninth. They were starting that comeback. Could you imagine being the Mets players? They scored once in the seventh, and now you're sitting in the ninth inning, top of the ninth, and it's 25-1.
Wow.
And you score 3 runs. At any point, do you go, we got a shot at this?
No, you don't.
We keep this momentum going.
That is a level of positivity that I don't think exists.
Who knows where we're going to stop? We'll strap this rocket on and just fly off into the fucking sun.
It's kind of like once you're down 15-0 in MLB, once you're down 10-0 in MLB, like if you're more than halfway through the game and you're down 10-0, at that point, like,
that's the mercy rule.
That's when, like, your team breaks.
Yeah.
Like, that is akin to old war times. You've lost half your troops. Morale is lost, and it ain't coming back.
I'm pretty sure at that point they were cannibalizing their own players. Laws went out the window.
Yeah, because I know, like, in the NFL, when a blowout like that happens, which I don't know what the
score is. Can you recall the last blowout you've seen?
I mean, I've seen a few blowouts in the NFL. There have been some pretty bad ones. But, like I said, a score of 25 to 4
was the final.
25-4. Like, I can't think of the NFL equivalent since an average MLB game, like a high-scoring game is like 9-9.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. It's like you don't usually hit the double digits.
No.
So I looked it up. Apparently the biggest blowout in football history was in 1940. The Chicago Bears beat the Washington Redskins 73-0.
Wow.
Woo!
And that was in the championship game.
Woo! Yeah, because, I mean, I've seen, like, I think the last big blowout I saw, the final score ended up being, like, 50-something to 7. And what ended up happening, what happens in the NFL, and I'm sure it happened in this game, too, once you get that far ahead in, like, the fourth quarter, where, like, mathematically they do not have enough time to score that
it's
often.
It's like, well, screw it.
They put in, like, second and third string. They rest their QB because they don't want to risk that anymore.
Go have fun.
Because there have been, like, several quarterbacks. So, like, right now the touchdown record, I think, and I'm going to get this wrong, and Cody's going to be upset with me, but I think that the QB score or the QB pass touchdown record is 6 in one game. And there have been several quarterbacks who probably could have broken that record, but then they get taken out before the end of the game because they are no longer necessary.
Right.
Like, the game is not close whenever that happens. And I want to say it's 6 because I know, like, Nick Foles a few years ago had 6 touchdowns in 3 quarters, but they were up so high, they were up so much that they're like, no, let's put Nick away. And I feel like a lot of people would get worried. Like, what I would be worried of if I were a coach in that position is that the defense would do anything possible
to take
prevent
him out.
Being the team that record was broken against.
Right.
And then, you know, injuries happen. So, yeah. Well,
as far as I know, thankfully, everyone came out of that Mets game okay.
Well, I mean, baseball isn't exactly high impact.
I was about to say, significantly less physical than football.
Yeah, well, plus the I do believe that the mental stress on that team was through the roof. They're going to need therapy for years.
No, I think by the end of it, they were all just, like, laughing. I think you're right about that.
Everyone but the coach. I imagine the coach was the only one not having a good time. Because then he had to go answer questions like, Coach, how does it feel to lose 25-4?
Shut up. We didn't. What are you talking about?
I'm just here so I don't
There was no game today.
I'm here so I don't get fined.
They pulled a Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. At this point, I've answered your questions. Good night. And then you walk off the stage. All right.
It's 7 touchdowns.
7 touchdowns.
So I did get it wrong. I'm so sorry, Cody. 7 touchdowns.
All right. In other Overwatch news. No. Sorry. That's from the highest rated show on the Podzilla Network, Nerd Up. We know that because Jesse created a handy little graph for me.
It is not the highest rated show. The highest rated show is actually this one.
Yay! F-words win again.
Podzilla After Dark is our most consistently listened to show.
Which is just crazy because this is the show that we literally phone it in. I'm on my phone right now recording this. So, I said Overwatch news. I actually meant Warcraft news. And that kind of ties into what we're going to talk about a little later. Although I don't really remember what the topic was, so please tell me and then I'll think
of
it.
You just need to pick your favorite creatures or characters from WoW.
Creatures or characters?
I thought it was just creatures. Well, we can do just creatures. I just did.
Please no.
I did creatures / characters.
Does anyone have Sylvanas Windrunner on their list?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. Sylvanas at the center. This is Warcraft news.
She's at the, causing some shit right now.
The center of huge controversy in the world of Warcraft. Because, Lindsay, do you like Teldrassil?
I mean, I did.
I have actually seen this video.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw it, but it wouldn't load. Because I was somewhere that I probably shouldn't have been watching the video.
She burned it to the ground. She burned Teldrassil. Not only did she burn Teldrassil, so if you don't know, Teldrassil is basically the Night Elf.
Tree of Life.
Yeah, and it's the Night Elf city.
Yeah.
You know, it's where they live. They live in a giant tree because they're fucking weird. And
they're the Night Elves.
I hate Night Elves. I'm actually not so sad about I'm sad about, all right.
So their whole starting area, she just burned it.
I think it's like Numerigan, or how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Where you couldn't go there at first, but now it's their starting point because they took it back. I don't know what it is. I'm actually going to log in. I don't have a Night Elf, I don't think, but I might have a Night Elf.
I do.
But yeah, so she burned it to the ground in the lead up to Battle for Azeroth. And not only it was a cool cinematic, but a lot of Horde players are not happy about it.
I'm going to have to watch the cinematic now when I go home.
It's cool. It's beautifully done.
Watch the Jaina one.
The Jaina one was really good too. Jaina was understandable. She's pissed off. Someone posted online. They're like, okay, Jaina's like entire city gets nuked. She like loses her father. She does. She kicks out some Night Elves and becomes a Dreadlord. Sylvanas like murders thousands of innocents and people are like, oh, it's not so bad.
I mean, to be fair, Sylvanas was already on the Horde side.
Well, that's why people are pissed off, though, because the Horde were never bloodthirsty monsters. That was the point of them. The Forsaken are. They're just evil.
I mean, not necessarily.
Sylvanas is with the Forsaken.
Because my counter to that first point is Hellscream.
Yeah, but he was also a villain that you had to stop eventually. So that might happen with this, too. But as it stands right now, is that Sylvanas has leaped into the realm of supervillain. And the Horde are pissed off because
now they're... Does that mean is she up there with Arthas now?
See, she interrupts me.
I'm sorry!
She talks about me cutting her off. She cuts me off constantly.
I'm sorry.
No, Arthas is dead. How can she be with him?
I meant level-wise.
No, I don't think anyone could be as bad as Arthas.
No. I think he's going to have that crown for a long time.
I mean, he's the one that created Sylvanas. So
true.
It's his fault. But no, she murdered a bunch of innocent people and she burned down the tree. And now Horde players, if I can get it out for the fifth time, Horde players are upset because they're now basically bad guys. It's no longer gray. They each have an argument. Now it's just the Alliance are defending against the monstrous Horde or burning and murdering innocent people.
I mean, that's the way you've always kind of looked at it anyways, other than like the Tauren.
Well, the Tauren especially getting dicked over in this.
Yeah.
That's the way the Alliance looks at it. But like Horde players, coming from a Horde player, like they don't, not all the Horde is evil.
It's about honor and like, yes, war, but honorable war.
Right.
Like the orcs don't burn down villages and kill innocent people. Did you see the Warcraft movie? Mm-hmm. That was part of what Durotar had a problem with.
Yep.
Durotan.
Durotar is a place.
Yep.
Durotan is a person.
Correct.
Yes.
I corrected Shannon on something Warcraft.
Thank you.
Is this how you feel when you correct me on something comic books?
A little bit. It's that one moment of hope.
That's because the Horde in general, they want their chunk of land.
That's it.
And that's it. And the Alliance are like, well, that
no,
land.
No, it's ours.
Yeah, they're like, well, that kind of belonged to us, though. But like, yeah, but we beat you fair and square, so now it's ours.
But use aliens, so no.
So that's kind of how, like, it's gone. Like, there hasn't really been, like, a good guy, bad guy. Like, there have been bad guys in the Alliance, there have been bad guys in the Horde. But like as a whole, so I really hope that like the rest of the Horde just kind of like, because I want to know the lead up to this. Like, why is Sylvanas so pissed off at Night Elves?
Well, because she used to be, I don't know if she used to be a night elf or
high elf.
She was
a blood elf, wasn't she?
I thought she was a high elf.
Yeah, all the Windrunners were high elves.
Yeah, which is like somewhere between blood elf and high elf. It's like yeah. She looked like a blood elf or a night elf, but she was colored like a blood elf. It was weird. But yeah, I don't.
But I really hope the rest of the Horde basically just kind of like shuns her for this.
Yeah, they have to, or else this is the turning point where it's no longer like black and white or gray. It's now black and white. Horde bad, Alliance good,
mm-hmm.
Which is just going to make people want to play the Horde more because people are a bunch of fucking edgelords.
I played Horde because I liked the races more, but also like Alliance was filled with like little kids wanting to play, you know, the pretty pair or the pretty characters.
Yeah, but
that's what blood elves are for.
But on the opposite side, you have the Horde, which is just everybody trying to be the hardest ass.
Yeah.
Every character is a fucking psychopath over there.
Unless you're a Tauren.
I wish there was a neutral race. Troll. Neutral.
He got mad when I played a troll.
The ugly, ugly people.
I liked my troll.
Ugly.
The
ugly
female trolls creatures. Aren't that ugly.
They're not as pretty as blood elves.
I thought I
elves.
Did a good job on making mine look decent.
No
I
mean, one is you can as do pretty a, as blood elves, Alliance or Horde.
Oh, yeah. No, that's because blood elves are pretty.
Dress a pig up and put a wig on it and some lipstick. You can do what you want to pretty it up. It's still a pig. Troll's still a troll. I'm racist as shit when it comes to World of Warcraft.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Alliance, motherfucker.
I don't like other. Well, I don't like a lot. I don't like a lot. I don't like night elves. Dwarves kind of freak me out.
Yeah, actually, the you not liking night elves is weird to me.
They're so lanky.
They are very lanky.
Not only that, but they're just kind of boring. Like, night elves are boring to me.
I mean, that is the race that, like, it was the most popular race in Warcraft for a really long time. I don't know if
it still is. Then the
blood
elves came.
Blood elves even, I don't think blood elves are as popular as night elves anymore still because, I don't know, it just...
I can't say anything. I play Draenei now.
I think everyone liked the night elves because they had that fucking holier-than-thou attitude, the night elves.
Yeah.
But the blood elves are just kind of, like, weird. Like they're too
well because they're a bunch of recovering pretty. Crack addicts.
Yeah, and they're like glam pretty. Like they're always talking about how beautiful they are.
Yeah,
and that makes them just like
because they are.
Yeah, it's kind of weird though. I like humans. Humans are the best at everything because they can be at war. If I'm an orc and I'm at like the Darkmoon Fair, I can't like throw rings at a turtle. I feel weird. I'm a giant fucking monster. Why am I throwing rings at a turtle? I should be eating children. You know.
I mean, or they don't have to eat children.
Well, not orc children, but I assume human children are on the ticket.
Why would you assume
they're
that?
Savages.
They are not. They're a warring race.
Savages. That's what they're called. Savages that came through a portal to destroy the. We're arguing like this is real life. We're arguing like this is like the United States and Russia right now. Oh, it's far more interesting.
Did you just compare the Horde to Russia?
No, I didn't.
Son of a bitch.
You compared the Alliance to Russia.
Oh, that's fair.
So not only is it controversial, but the guy, like, they're actively being harassed by fans over it.
Oh, wow.
Like, people are taking it to extremes, and they're like, there are threats and stuff about them changing the plot because they don't want their Dark Lady to be evil. And my, like, one, that's stupid. That's always stupid. You should never harass creators because you don't like what they did. It's their creation.
They can do what they want.
Where the storyline's going to go once the game expansion's out.
That's true. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that Captain America when he turned Hydra.
Hmm.
Remember how pissed people got immediately without knowing what was going to happen?
Yeah, before, like, the issue even released.
Yeah.
They just saw, like, the Hail Hydra thing. But, you know, and also, just in general... Like, the Forsaken have had kind of an uneasy relationship with the Horde. Like, they haven't been, because, like...
They were mistrusted.
Trolls, yeah, Trolls, Tauren, and Orc. Like, yeah. They are hardcore, like, they are the Horde.
They're buddies.
Yeah.
They're friends. The Forsaken are Horde because their end goal lines up.
They're Horde because everybody else hates them.
Yeah.
Like, they almost should just be their own faction in some ways.
They really should. And wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
If the Forsaken became a neutral faction.
That would be really, really neat, actually. Yeah.
They'd be up there with the Pandarens.
Except the Pandarens, you have to pick a side eventually.
Yeah.
I could see the Forsaken being legit neutral.
Yep.
Because they don't give a shit about anybody.
Right. Maybe pull somebody with them.
Blood Elves? No, because that's just from the Horde.
Yeah, they could pull Worgens.
Or the Goblins.
Well, Worgens hate undead or Forsaken.
Yeah.
Hell, Worgen might be the only good choice, though, because they're both horror monsters, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
You have zombies and werewolves.
That would be really cool, in my opinion, but I just know that, like, in general, well, no, that's not, like, it doesn't make sense for Worgens to be Alliance anyway, Because the Worgens absolutely hate humans and vice versa.
Yeah, the Worgens, they walled themselves away from humanity.
Yeah.
And the only reason they are now, you know, with them is because the, well, they weren't Worgen at the time, but now they are, and they really don't have a choice at this point. So, yeah, they're kind of like the Forsaken, where they're only with the Alliance because no one else will really have them because they're kind of outcasts.
Yep.
We need a neutral faction, and also Murlocs.
Yes.
As a playable race.
That would be hilarious.
That would be
awesome. We learned the Murlocs have a dance.
They do. Because, okay, so one thing you can do in Warcraft now, they used to have a system in there where you could put glyphs on your character to give them, like, new abilities and stuff.
Yeah.
They took that out, but they still have glyphs for specific things. And one of the glyphs I have on my thief is that he can, if you, like, pickpocket somebody and they're humanoid, he takes their appearance. But it only lasts for 5 minutes, and if you get attacked, it comes off. Which kind of sucks. So I'll let Lindsay and Allie kill the monsters. I'll steal their appearance, and I'll just sit there. My favorite thing to do is I'll take the appearance of the monster. And then
I'll think it's one I have to attack.
I'll run up to like a door or something and stand there, and I'll see Lindsay walk up, and I'll look at her screen, and she targets me, and I start laughing.
Damn you. Because I'll see his name finally.
That's always fun. But anyway, if you take the appearance of a Murloc and then do the dance thing, he'll spin around and do a little dance, which is incredible.
That's
and
cool.
And it's a different dance. It's not just the human dance in Murloc form. It's a completely different dance.
Which made me go like, oh, what if they put Murlocs in as a neutral race? That would be
awesome.
Fucking fantastic.
That would be really, really cool. Because we know Murlocs, like, yeah, they're really, like, there are Murlocs that wouldn't be playable, like, but then there are other Murlocs that exist that actually have, like, higher intelligence.
Yeah, you can talk to them. Some give you quests.
Yeah.
Some of them are not violent, like they're a neutral race, so yeah, they absolutely should be.
I mean,
be
if they made goblins a race, they could
Pandarans.
Well, I mean, every race that's in there, you fight NPC characters,
and you have NPCs from that race in your place. Like, I don't know how many times I've seen blood elves and like, well, never Forsaken, but like blood elves and orcs in Alliance territory as good guys.
Yeah,
yeah,
because they'll Forsaken, hang out.
They are always the bad guy, and now they are officially the bad guys.
Which, like I said, is really unfortunate. And I would think, like, maybe the Forsaken can kick her out, but they really can't.
No, they're kind of bent to her will.
Yeah.
She kind of controls the Forsaken. So.
Because she kind of freed them in a way.
Yeah, she freed them from Arthas's control.
She's the Abraham Lincoln of the Forsaken.
And she's the reason more are being created.
And she was a really tragic character.
Yeah.
But that's why I kind of like her, but now.
But now she's just evil. Like, once you cross that...
Like I said, I really need to see the justification for this, because, like, I don't... Of all the things that she would want to kill, I don't understand why she'd want to go after Night Elves.
It was really shitty. You saw the cinematic?
Yeah.
It's really shitty, because she basically just grabs that Night Elf who says, you know, you can't kill Hope, and then she makes her see what happened to her, where Arthas kills her, and she became the Banshee Queen.
Yeah.
And then she's like, there is no hope, burn it, and... That's not a justification. So something shitty happens to you, so you're killing it. That makes no sense.
Yeah, no, like, I know that she showed her that to break her.
Right.
But I need to know why, Sylvanas wanted to go on this route. Like, what did the Night Elves do to piss her off?
The last thing that I saw from Sylvanas was the cinematic for Legion, where her and Varian Wrynn were going to go fight the Burning Legion.
Yeah.
And something happened to where she didn't make it or something, and Wrynn died. And then she left, and now all of a sudden she's like gone full fucking crazy. I guess I have to start doing raids.
Right, to figure out what's going on. Because, yeah, I would really, really like to know the lore reason for her betraying the Night Elves.
And
I
murdering.
Say betraying the Night Elves. Like, they were never on the same side, but for her just going over there and murdering them.
Right.
Because, like, the Night Elf territory isn't even adjacent to the Blood Elf territory, is it?
No.
Or not Blood Elf.
It's a completely different
continent.
Yeah.
It's its own little continent, yeah.
The Night Elves?
The Blood Elves.
Yeah, no, because that's what I meant.
The Blood Elves are the top part of the Eastern Kingdoms.
The Forsaken and the... Yeah, because they do have to
Kalimdor.
Walk through...
Or Kalimdor is the Night Elf.
Yes.
The Night Elf continent.
And the Eastern Kingdoms is where the Blood Elves are.
Because the Forsaken and the Blood Elves are on the same continent.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the Night Elves are on the other...
Is that what it's called? Or something.
I don't know. It's at the very top.
Is the, that's the Blood Elf territory. And then the Forsaken territory is, I don't know what it's called.
It's
I know Hillsbrad is nearby.
Lordaeron.
Is that?
Silverpine Forest and Lordaeron, that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, although Lordaeron is now back in control of the Alliance. That's the part of Battle for Azeroth. So apparently if you, maybe I've got this wrong because I haven't done it yet, but if you do the Horde version, you take and destroy Teldrassil. if you do the Alliance version, you take back Lordaeron or something like that. I don't know.
Because yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me that, like, it would make sense for Sylvanas to take somebody out nearby, like somebody near the Forsaken territory, but that's on that. The Night Elves are on another continent from this Forsaken territory.
Yeah.
She had to go over there and look for them.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, if she's trying to take territory and take land, there were better places to go first.
Right. Because there's a whole spot, like, she could have worked with the Blood Elves to take out that entire, like, Alliance-controlled territory between those two territories.
And then it could have been one continent per faction. This is the Horde continent. This is the Alliance continent.
In fairness, I do believe that the trolls, the orcs, and the Tauren are all on the other continent.
Yes.
No.
No, they are.
I'm pretty positive they are.
All right, so it's human, Forsaken,
Dwarves,
gnomes, and aren't the blood elves?
Blood elves.
But our blood elves, aren't they on their own continent?
No. They're just at the northernmost point of.
So they're on that continent, and then Kalimdor is Tauren. Orc,
troll, night elf, Draenei.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then
the Draenei start on their own island within that, and then join in.
Is that what the Blood Elves do? Do they start on their own island?
No, it's not an island. They're just in the northern part.
I don't know what I'm thinking of
because they go down to what is the name of the city? Their big city. It's like Silver something, isn't it?
Silvermoon.
Yeah.
Is it Silvermoon?
Silvermoon.
Because Silvermoon sounds like something Night Elfy.
Because they do the teleporter to get to the Undercity.
I was thinking of Northrend. The continent in the middle of. Yeah, that was Arthas's place. And speaking of World of Warcraft, we're done talking about that. Tonight's topic is about World of Warcraft. We're talking about our favorite characters and creatures from World of Warcraft because World of Warcraft has such a huge, huge world filled with amazing things, creatures, characters, stories. There's a reason that it's been the most popular MMO for the past 10 years plus.
Has it been that long?
Way longer than that. World of Warcraft came out.
Yeah, it came out when I was in college. I keep forgetting we had like 3 or 4 friends that went to the midnight release and then we didn't see them for a week.
Yeah, WoW came out in 2004, 2005, something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. And I'll never forget, I went to Babbage's, which was GameStop and now is nothing. I went to Babbage's to pick up Final Fantasy 1 and 2 for the original Game Boy Advance. And Lee Hodges was there, and he convinced me to buy World of Warcraft instead, against my wishes. He was like, just get World of Warcraft. And I was like, I don't want to play World of Warcraft. I play Ultima Online. He's like, just get WoW. So I got WoW, and I've been hooked on it ever since it came out. So, yeah, I've been playing WoW off and on for about 14 years, personally.
I mean, it's just, yeah, I haven't been playing quite that long. Like, I started in, like, 05, and, yeah, it's just been kind of an off and on thing. Usually they release a new expansion, I'll play for a month or two, and then I'll stop playing again.
Because we go in spurts too.
Yeah, it's just super fun to play. And WoW has one thing that a lot of other MMOs lack, and that is really, really extensive lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's built on an entire series of single player games.
Right.
That you have already played and enjoyed. That's why I think
Shannon
Ultima Online
told me about.
That's why I love Ultima Online, because it was built on pre-existing games. I already knew the story of Ultima. That's why I like Star Wars Galaxies, because it's built on pre-existing. Yep. Whenever they come out with an MMO that I've never heard of, it's harder for me to get into it because it's grindy. You know, MMOs are grindy by nature. You know, right. I can't even get into Elder Scrolls. I wish I could, but the lore is not nearly as cool as WoW.
Well, plus, like, and it's one of the big things, like, the problem that you and I had with Terra, for example.
Yeah.
And other MMOs, a lot of MMOs suffer the same problem. Like, no matter where you go, you kind of fight the same enemies.
Yeah.
Which is true to an extent in World of Warcraft, but a little bit different in that, like, if you go to the undead territories, you're fighting a bunch of zombie stuff and everything's all dark and gritty looking. If you go to, like, the Barrens, like, you have desert everywhere.
Lizards,
you fight,
dinosaurs.
Raptors and stuff like that. Where you go determines like what you see and what you fight, and all the environments look really different.
Yeah, and it makes more sense where the enemies are because in Terra.
I know what you're about to say.
The moment you stepped outside, there was literally an outpost that Jesse and I went to where it had no fences or anything. It was just a little outpost, and there were giant demons around it that like just walked around. And
yeah, they would like brush up next to guards.
Yeah, and it made no sense. Like, that's nonsensical. Now, compare that to World of Warcraft, where you can go through the forests.
And you got bears.
Yeah, bears or spiders. And they don't. There's not 30 of them every 2 feet. Like, it's paced. The game's paced much better.
Well, like, no, there's one section of Darkshire where there's wolves everywhere.
Well, there's areas in that game we played the other day, and you had six monsters chasing behind you.
Yeah, because it seems like how you would encounter, like, actual wildlife, maybe populated a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
because it's wildlife.
Right.
It's not touched.
Versus, like, and also one thing in World of Warcraft, if you get, like, if an enemy comes within, like, 100 feet of a guard, that guard's going to town.
Yeah. Like,
and most of the guards are really high level, and they end up one-shotting a lot of these enemies, so you can actually run there for safe haven.
Right.
Versus, like, yeah, in Terra, where if you start fighting something.
It's like, oh, there's something here? You're on your own. I'm busy. I'm on lunch.
Right. It's like, what are you even here for, Mr. NPC?
Being busy and being on lunch are two different things.
I mean, not necessarily.
You could be busy with a sandwich.
That's right.
No, so let's talk about our favorite characters, creatures from World of Warcraft. I'm going to let Lindsay go first.
I'm starting off with my fairy dragons because I have a mount and a pet, and I worked my butt off to get that pet.
Jesse, you remember the fairy dragons?
I do.
I played as mm-hmm. one in Heroes of the Storm, Brightwing, who was my favorite. He was so cute.
He's adorable, and he's really fun.
What Lindsay does, she has a mount that I bought her for, what, was it Christmas?
Uh-huh, and it changes colors.
And then she has the little stuffed animal of it, which mm-hmm. I bought her, was it for Christmas?
Yeah, you got me the plushie and the mount in the same year.
The same year?
I was super happy about it.
That's back when I was really a good person.
You're still a good person.
Wah.
All right, Waluigi, calm down.
But yeah, I like my fairy dragons, and I was kind of excited. Was it the... What was the expansion where you got your garrison and stuff that way? Do you remember?
Warlords of Draenor.
Warlords?
Yeah, that was Warlords.
That's when you were in that area, the fairy dragons were like the mount, the flight path they would take you on.
Yeah, because I do not have that mount. Lindsay has so many more pets and mounts than I have, especially pets. She has a ton of pets.
That's because I pet battle and I spend so much money on the auction house.
When we played WoW, we all had our own thing. Lindsay would just walk around doing pet battles and getting pets.
Pet battles and gathering.
Bob did the stock market. He would go out and like get
Mine.
Materials and mm-hmm. sell them for a ton of money, and I would just be in Battlegrounds all the time getting PvP stuff.
Man, I love Battlegrounds.
I do too. I can't do it now because I know everyone's so twinked out. It's impossible. Like, I know I'm going to get fucked up if I go. So I'm going to start off with my favorite. No. Murlocs.
That's what you
It's on my list too.
We all love Murlocs. I love the baby Murlocs.
I love all Murlocs except one.
I just want to hug
one.
Them.
There's one Murloc I don't love. Jesse, can you tell her who that is? No.
I'm trying to think of its Ermgol? Name. It's the one in...
No, not Ermgol.
Oh,
no, it's the little baby one in... what is its
the
name?
The doofy one.
Murky.
Murky. Yeah, Murky the
Murloc.
Murky
the Murloc.
But you have a plushie named Murky.
And he's cool.
But it's blue.
Oh, so is this one, I think.
I think Murky's
blue. It's just
blue.
This is baby Murky, and he's wearing a diaper.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I hate that fucking Murloc. But other than that, although he does have that badass move... Where he summons the thousand Murloc March.
Oh my god, that's
march.
The March of the Murlocs. Yeah. That move is so cool.
Gotta miss Heroes of the Storm sometime. We have so much fun in that game.
I always miss that game. It's so fun. I want to play it more.
Murlocs should be a playable race. Hashtag justice for Murlocs.
Save Murloc the Murlocs.
2. Hashtag Murloc 2 movement.
Yes.
Jesse.
We're going to
go through this really quick because we have about 10 minutes.
Sylvanas Windrunner.
Son of a bitch.
You took Murlocs from me.
The Dark Lady.
Yeah, no, she's one of my all-time favorite characters in World of Warcraft lore. I just love Sylvanas.
And sexy.
Yeah.
Let's just say it.
I mean, she is.
I have the statue of her. Midriff never looks so good.
But she is just this wonderful, cold-hearted bitch. She is my favorite. Like, no matter who I start with Horde, I usually try to find a way to start in Forsaken territory. I defect every race to the Forsaken.
Especially since they've switched some of the races around and you actually interact with her more.
Yeah.
On quest lines.
She actually like talks to you and stuff like that. And she's like, Orc, what are you doing here? And stuff like that. It's really cool.
And she was also one of the best characters in Heroes of the Storm when we played.
Yes.
There was a time when I would play as, I don't remember her name, but she was Tank Girl.
Oh, Sergeant Hammer.
Sergeant Hammer. Who was just. It was a tank that just shot projectiles way far and would tear down walls.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse played as Sylvanas, who could stop cannons from firing with her attacks.
Enemies in general.
So Jesse and I, there was one time especially I'll never forget it, where they completely left us unchecked in one of the lanes,
and yeah, they just like bottom lane just let Sylvanas and Sergeant Hammer go,
and we tore through there. We were up to their base almost in like 2 minutes, and they were like, they're still fighting
over like vision up top. It's like, oh boy.
We were like, holy shit. It was like Bart Simpson at Itchy Scratchy Land. How are we still getting away with this? We need to be thrown in the hole.
They just—they never stopped us. We ended up getting like three levels ahead of them before they finally realized, like, oh no,
that was so much fun. That was life will never get better than that, and that's why I'm sad. The day before my birthday.
Well, I don't know. The medic, some of the games we've had with the medic and Varian. Now those games are also fun. It's like, Jesse, I'm hitting you. Cool, I ain't dying.
Yeah, I'll just hit Jesse with a steroid injection. He's ready to go.
Yeah, basically, we go, like, Shanna starts pushing the lawnmower. Because that's what Varian looks like when he's got two blades in the medic ultimate on him.
You can just hear him go like, vroom. Lindsay, what do you got?
I am going to go with my elementals next. Because I love being my frost mage, because I get my water elemental summon that is my buddy and kicks things butts for me. I wish I could have an air elemental as a summon, though, because those things are awesome.
An arrow?
The little tornado ones.
Yeah. Wait, can you not get that?
Mm-mm.
You can only get the water elemental.
Yeah, only frost mages get an elemental.
I thought fire got one.
Nope.
There's not a fire elemental?
Nope. There is a fire elemental, but fire mages don't get one.
Yeah, basically there are only two people that get elemental-like creatures, because there's the water elemental for the ice mage, mm-hmm. and then the warlock gets the void walker, which isn't an elemental, but looks like the elementals and behaves exactly like the elementals.
Mm-hmm.
Except he's much angrier whenever you summon him.
I liked my void walker, too. Yeah, he cusses you out, practically.
Yeah.
I've always preferred the succubus for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah.
Next to nothing, whip. Mm.
That's it. Yeah, because so Asa, in the brief time that he played a warlock. And I told him, it's like, all right, so the Voidwalker is going to tank for us, mm-hmm. but
the succubus
is going to do more damage, and it's going to keep people from hitting us. And it's going to do some things, and you're not going to enjoy it, but we need the succubus.
He enjoyed it.
I've gotten to the point where I use my imps more on it now, on my warlock, because they've got attacks now that as you hit other attacks, you get more imps, and you can just have this entire army.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they've changed a lot of things around. Like, a lot of the characters are. I never knew a thief was so much fun to play.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't switch back over to something else that you've consistently stuck with this character.
Yeah,
surprises
thieves are
me.
Just like, yeah, I get a grappling hook.
Should see him. Oh, I can get up there. Okay, but now how do I get up there?
I'll jump off a roof and fucking Batman that shit. Just go to another roof. It's really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time to get back in. My next pick, I'm going to go with something you're not going to expect.
Okay.
Deathwing.
Oh.
Deathwing's cool.
Giant dragon. And the reason I picked Deathwing is because he's not my favorite villain. He's a dragon, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But he did something I've never seen in an MMO before. He literally changed the entire world. I've never seen an MMO where they literally change the world due to an event.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
And being able to,
that
like, you can still walk through the scar.
Pain in the butt trying to get across the scar in certain places.
I was with you guys when you tried to cross the scar in that one spot.
Oh, yeah. You were with us. And we spent 20 minutes dying over and over and over again.
Moving, like, feet further each time.
Deathwing, he replaced Arthas, because I thought Arthas would always be the last villain. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lich King should have been the last villain, but then he died and they brought Deathwing in, and he looked really cool. And the fact that he sundered the entire, like, almost sundered the entire world.
So cool.
And what's crazy is that people that play WoW now, which is strange to think that there are people that are now playing WoW for the first time 14 years later, will never get to do the stuff we did. Like, there will be people that will never go to the Barrens before it was submerged.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that will never go through the Night Elf lands without the giant maelstrom in the middle.
Yeah. We just got done doing, like, Thousand Needles, where the racetrack used to be, and it's underwater.
Yeah.
Like, you can go underwater and see the destroyed racetrack and everything. It's so cool.
They completely changed the entire game based on Deathwing's character, and I don't even know what happened to Deathwing, but, you know.
You killed him in the raid?
Of course you did. I salute you, Deathwing. Jesse.
All right, my next one's going to be Thrall. Like,
he was the baby in the movie.
He was the baby in the movie, for those that have seen that. So little Thrall comes around, and he's an orc that actually wants peace between, like, orcs and humans, and he actively fights for it. He's a shaman, as opposed to most of the war leaders are warriors.
And he was the leader of the Horde.
Until
Garrosh took over.
Yep.
And then Garrosh was an asshole.
Garrosh is an asshole.
He almost
made
my list because he's a good character, but what a dick.
Uh-huh. Like, he's one of those, for those of you uninitiated, he's one of those evil, bad guy Horde members.
He's what we're talking about. Dark Iron Horde.
Yep.
Yeah. Because apparently they split off into different factions, like the New World Order. You know, there's there's Horde Hollywood and Horde Wolfpack.
Yeah, because Thrall had to go somewhere to take care of something, and he left Garrosh Hellscream in charge.
Oops.
Yeah, and Thrall and Jaina were best friends. And
yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they were super tight.
I'm pretty sure she, not now, Jaina's also gone insane. Well, she's not insane at this point. She's very militant.
Yeah.
Like, she's no longer the sweet, like, idealistic girl that she used to be.
Time will do that to you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yeah, Thrall's just a cool motherfucker, and then I am like a Horde guy at heart, and I like, you know, good Horde characters that aren't, you know, painted into villains. I say that as Sylvanas was my number one, and, you know, with that big conversation we had earlier. All right, go ahead, Lindsay.
We're going to go with Anduin, because I did Anduin's like that cool, you got dude. To watch him grow up through the game.
When I first started playing World of Warcraft, he was literally a little uh-huh. child. You mm-hmm. click on him and he'd say things like, "Welcome to Stormwind." And now he's a mostly adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus I had a pretty cool priest deck in my Hearthstone. So.
I can't blame you for that. I based a lot of my picks are based on like Heroes of the Storm.
Uh-huh.
Like characters that I also played in there.
Plus I'm sorry, that cinematic, he was pretty badass too.
Yeah, but he's no Varian.
No, he's not.
No, Varian will forever be just disappointed in him. Well, not anymore, I guess.
from Warcraft Heaven.
Yep. Yeah, you did. Priest.
I would have picked Varian, honestly, if not for the fact that she picked Anduin. I don't want to pick two Wrens in one day. I would go with Jaina Proudmoore because I really liked her too.
Yep.
And she had a great character arc from being leader of the Kirin Tor and the ruler of Dalaran to just kind of a bloodthirsty, out for revenge character. She's kind of like Sylvanas, also really hot, but less.
Chose Midriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stress enough my enjoyment of Midriff.
It's a wonderful thing.
If you want to impress me, man or woman, just show your stomach and I'll... If you're a man and you have the body of a goddess, please.
Just rock the midriff.
Yeah.
Rock the mesh shirts.
If I was in any type of shape other than poor, I would rock the mesh midriff constantly.
I mean, we got them at my store. I can buy you one.
You missed the first part of it.
I know. You don't want to have the Will Ferrell look with it.
At this point, I'd be happy to look like Will Ferrell. Jesse, we got about 3 minutes left. Let's get through these real quick.
All right. Go with my next one is Vol'jin.
The troll?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to think for a second.
I was clarifying for the pleb.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I think last I heard, he is actually the leader of the Horde now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Sylvanas is nuts.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And yeah, Hellscream's obviously gone. So yeah, Vol'jin all the way. And Vol'jin's just a cool dude. Like he's just a hippie that
Jesse, he's dead.
Is he really?
He was the leader of the Horde. He is now dead.
Oh God. Oh,
fuck.
What happened to Vol'jin?
I'm looking it up.
Yes, please tell.
Because Vol'jin's just super peaceful, super cool, like dude.
Was that something that we missed in one of those, like, I know they were doing a lot of, like, troll dungeon expansions for a while there.
So, no, he fought at the Battle of Broken Shore, which is where I'm pretty sure Varian died, too.
Yeah.
So Varian and Vol'jin died there. And with his dying breath, he named Sylvanas the new war chief.
Jesus.
So he's the one that selected Sylvanas to be the leader now.
Well, that's neat. Because I know they all...
Good no, pick. I do remember in that cinematic that one from each side did die.
Yeah, good pick.
Because, yeah, Vol'jin... yeah, well, I know Vol'jin and Sylvanas did, like... They got along fairly well. But, yeah, no, Vol'jin... For those of you that don't play WoW, trolls are hippies.
Yeah.
Very much.
Jamaican-ish. Jamaican be crazy.
Well, I guess
they're
actually
Rastafarians.
They're more...
Yeah.
They're more into voodoo and stuff. It's the Tauren that are hippies.
No, Night Elves are hippies.
Night Elves are hippies.
Taurens are also Taurens hippies.
Taurens are Native Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
They're just that's Native Americans.
That's a much better comparison.
Yeah.
They God. Love their Earth Mother.
When they you do. Say voodoo, all I can think of is that fucking Banger Maine skit from SNL. Where he says it's the only place you can get maple syrup from like a cypress tree unless a voodoo lobster get it first. Fucking voodoo lobster.
Yeah, because I think like trolls and Taurens are the only ones that can be shamans originally, right?
Orcs.
Orcs. I don't think orcs could be shamans also.
Originally.
Yeah.
They couldn't be druids. I'm pretty sure.
Huh. Oh yeah, no, they definitely couldn't be. Nobody on Horde could be druids.
But orc shamans were like that was one of the main reasons to be an orc was to be a shaman originally.
I know Warlocks was the big reason to be an orc too,
and,
like in
and
vanilla.
Warlocks, yeah, yeah. I really thought was shitty was when they brought out. Okay, and we're getting off on a tangent here before we go. We gotta go. But when they brought out the what was the one that introduced Blood Elves? Was that Burning Legion?
Burning Crusade, the first
expansion.
When they brought out the Blood Elves and they made it where Blood Elves could be paladins but not warriors, and they're like, well, they're not really hand to hand fighters. They're more frail. And I was like, but they wear the same armor. Uh-huh. They use the same weapons. Why the fuck can't I be a warrior? Now you can be.
Yeah. Yeah, because at this point, like, it used to actually be really neat in that, like, you had to play certain races to be certain classes.
Yeah, and it still is to an extent.
Yeah, there are, like, each race can't play a class, I think. Yeah. Except for Pandarans, I think, can be anything. Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Everybody can be Death Knight.
I have a bad habit of using the same races.
Everybody can be a warrior. I'm pretty sure the only races, the only classes that are, like, locked are, like, Hunter to some Paladin.
Monk is locked to a few. Also, shamans are locked to a few, and druids too.
Is it any coincidence, by the way, that I wrote a short story and submitted it to Blizzard for one of their contests? And in that short story, at the end of it, the Tauren character was so impressed by what he saw with this paladin that he said he was going to pursue the light, and everyone laughed and said, "A Tauren paladin? That'll never happen." Months later,
Burning Crusade,
they introduced Tauren paladins. I don't think Blizzard didn't rip that off from me. I'm not positive.
And honestly, that really did make zero sense. Like a Tauren paladin.
Yeah, the light.
Yeah.
Okay, we got more. We're going to get out of here. You're going to have to stay tuned for the next time Mandy's not here, which is in like 2 weeks. So whatever. Bye, Mandy. We miss you. In case you're listening, and I know you're not. We'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up. Again, my birthday is tomorrow. Please leave me alone. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up.